currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio?
Taken more and more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We were much better off actually at the state level, where you can actually meet face to face with policymakers. We've been active at the state level a lot more, and the environment at the state level is much, much differently. For starters, the cost of the drug war as a percentage of state's budget is much larger than it is at the federal level, and so in terms of dollars and cents.
I'm sorry, we're short on time, but something else you guys are doing is you're working towards cutting the drug war budgets. Is that correct?
Yes. We've identified $2 billion that could be saved this year just by eliminating some anti-drug programs that have been proven to not work.
DARE,
those stupid anti-marijuana ads you see on TV, the ones that
those
say
are dumb.
That if you smoke a joint, you're going to
Studies? Haven't they done studies that have pretty much found that kids laugh at those commercials when they're shown?
Oh, every government study done has shown that it has no impact on youth drug use, and a few of them have suggested that they have backfired because the kids just ridicule them.
Let me ask you this: have you heard of the Free State Project?
I have.
How do you feel about that?
I don't necessarily have an opinion. It's something I'm very interested in. I'm not necessarily convinced that many people will actually move.
Well, we're all
going, all of us. If they did, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, all of us here are members of the Free State Project. We're all going to the Free State. And I think that as far as drug reform is concerned, we're going to have some really exciting times up in New Hampshire. Hopefully we'll be able to lead the way as far as, you know, pointing the country in the right direction, meaning helping them to see that liberty is the way to go when it comes to drug use. You're never going to stop it, are you, Bill?
No, yeah, I mean, as long as there's a demand, there's going to be a supply, and there's always going to be a demand. People have been using drugs, been using drugs for thousands of years.
Bill, I want to point people to your website. It's drugpolicy.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Drugpolicy.org. You can go there. You can get on to some of their action items, and I'd like to have you on some point in the future. Thank you for the update, Bill, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
bye.
Sir. 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
It's the Monday night edition. Disregard the first segment because that was a partial refeed while we tried to iron out the troubles that we had here in the studio. I don't know.
Goblins.
It must be some sort of spook.
Zombies.
Some kind of Halloween. Maybe some of the kids pulled a prank and cut down some telephone wire somewhere because our ISDN feed is, our ISDN line is normally how we connect to our network, which it is totally screwed at the moment. And normally when it goes down, it comes back up a minute later. Well, it's not coming back up, so things are not good there. But we managed to get it worked out. The audio quality, not the greatest tonight, but hey, we're going to go with it. So
it's hobgoblins and leprechauns.
it is the Halloween edition. What does that mean? Not really much of anything, but maybe we have some sort of Halloween-centric show prep. And, of course, you can call in, as always, about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, 800-259-5791. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show. Oh, wait, 6 days? How about 6 months? How about the last 6 months of the show? For
wow.
Free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. I figured we'd up our ante a little bit there.
That's a lot.
Not like anybody else is competing with us and trying to give away their shows for free. Everybody else charges for them, but I figured, let's expand a little bit.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Wait, are we offering that, or are you talking about through our friends at Download
no,
Radio?
No, we're done with that agreement. Now we're offering 6 months' worth of archives at freetalklive.com.
Interesting.
Yeah, so go check it out. And, of course, you can check out the Free State Project.
I think, well, I just want to explain, I'm losing my voice here, so I think I'm going to have to do this a little bit more like, I guess, a trucker ad or something.
Okay.
Like one of those, like, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Yeah, never do that again. never do that again.
Freestateproject.org.
We
like
can them. Sell you a seat on the Free State Project, or on the bus of the Free State Project, but you'd only need the edge.
So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them, 800-259-5791. News out of a Baptist church today. It's kind of a spooky story here. Waco, Texas, as a matter of fact. A pastor,
so sad.
And this happened yesterday, apparently, a pastor performing a baptism was electrocuted inside his church on Sunday morning after adjusting a nearby microphone while doing what? Standing in the baptismal pool, or whatever they are. I've been inside a Baptist church before, and I was raised a Presbyterian Christian. Of course, I'm an atheist now, but anyway, in the Presbyterian religion, they just have this little dish of water up the front. Yeah, and they just kind of dip their fingers in it, and they just sort of touch it to the babies when they get baptized. Well, in the Baptist church, they have a tub. This giant tub, I don't know if it's this way at all Baptist churches, but the one that I've been inside, it was like the size of a semi-large pool.
Yeah.
And apparently you completely, when you're a Baptist, you get completely submerged in the water.
Immersed.
Immersed, submerged, yes. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, their claim was that they wouldn't want to be just saved, if you get a little bit wet. You don't want to be saved just a little bit. They want to be completely saved, so they get completely wet.
It's really funny. I was listening to another radio show today that thought that Presbyterians weren't Christians. I don't believe that's true.
No, they're Christians.
Yeah, definitely Christians.
I'm curious. When you baptize someone in the Baptist church, and if you are a Baptist, maybe you can answer this, 800-259-5791. But when you baptize somebody, does the water become unclean at that point because there's been one person in it? Do you have to flush the entire
No, because they do a lot of baptisms.
No, they do them right after
stuff, like lakes and rivers.
Is it worse to get sloppy seconds on the Baptist?
I don't think it is, no.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, Reverend Kyle...
I think it would be after, I don't think that they would be baptizing any more people in the water where the guy was electrocuted in. Yeah. That's more like soup at this point.
Yeah, the Reverend Kyle Lake, age 33, was stepping into the baptistry as he reached out for the microphone, which produced an electric shock because, well, there's voltage running to them, their microphones.
I think that there was some kind of short in it, too.
Possibly. Water in a baptistry...
He's probably done this before.
I would think that to be on the safe side, you'd want to have a wireless microphone connected to maybe your lapel or something like that. And that way, the amount of... I'm not a science expert. I'm not sure if it's volts or amps, but whichever one is dangerous.
Both of them.
I think, yeah. That way, the amount of that is restricted. You know, you're not connected to a 120-volt wall jack.
Also, the wall jacks have these... the cutoff. The new wall jacks have cutoff switches.
Mm-hmm.
So when just... Such an emergency.
I don't know. I think clearly in this case, if that wasn't meant to happen, the pastor would have chosen the wireless mic, but he didn't, and it's clear God works in mysterious ways. This was intended to happen.
I don't know. I mean, he was
standing in the baptismal water. Obviously, it was his time to go.
God gives us free will, and he just chose.
Some people believe in destiny, Manwich. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, good to see you guys made it on the air.
Here we are.
Yeah, we're trying.
Puke made his conversion tonight, but speaking of all this, Puke made his, speaking of believing in destiny, he made his conversion to Pastafarianism.
That's right. The preacher clearly pissed off the flying spaghetti monster in some way, and, see what happens right there when you don't believe in the almighty noodly one.
Now, I've actually heard you guys reference the flying spaghetti monster, and I never actually thought to really question what is this?
This is the fastest-growing religion in the United
Internet
States.
Religion.
Mm-hmm. Really? It's an actual religion. There are churches of the Pastafarians.
Do they have their own actual edifices, structures?
I believe so, yes.
No,
made from noodles.
and they're dry marinara sauce.
Yes. Every Italian restaurant is the church of... His noodly wonderfulness.
Now, if you're a Pastafarian, do you have to, select a preferred type of pasta with which that you have to, bring to worship services? Or
well, it is believed that this priest was actually smited by his noodly wonderful greatness.
Isn't
because the noodly one prefers the noodly one prefers that he prefers that his followers be dipped in marinara sauce.
Oh man! Well, Puke, what did you have to say about this?
Oh, that was really it.
You just wanted to make reference to your new
well,
God.
Well, no, I mean...
I can talk about that because I was on vacation last week and I've been catching up on some stuff on the show.
Right.
And Johnson had mentioned that a couple times and I was like, "What? Why does he keep saying this?" So I looked it up on the internet and it turns out it was a guy sent a kind of a facetious letter
to the
Kansas City. Yeah, they're... or Kansas Board of Education, because if they're going to do intelligent design, then they need to include all options of intelligent design. And this guy was like, you need to you need to study scientifically my spaghetti monster god.
Well, it's actually quite brilliant because it's actually quite brilliant because all the he uses all the exact same arguments that one could use for, you know, other religions.
Well, don't the intelligent design proponents say, they kind of cover themselves by saying, well, we don't know who the designer is. It could be anybody. I mean, doesn't that kind of open them up to having a spaghetti monster?
And seeing the spaghetti monster, they kind of include all that, and they have all these different arguments.
It's very interesting. Well,
it's a spoof religion.
Have fun worshiping with some pasta tonight, man.
I got one other thing.
Yeah.
Is you guys were talking about the man which brought up the blog, and the fact that we call the civilian leaders honorable is just because they don't have a rank, so you have to call them like the Honorable Donald Rumsfeld. Just to clear that up.
I wouldn't call him that personally, but I understand what you're saying. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. You have to do something good in order to deserve to be honored, in my opinion. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 800-259-5791. It's one of those down-to-the-wire radio breaks. See, in the radio business, especially in music radio, you've got, it's not so much these days, but back in the old days when we actually played records and CDs, you'd have, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes of a song to go out and do whatever it is you had to do, and then you'd have to get back into the studio so you could play the next element, you could play the next song, and move along through your log.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just something that DJs just do, is they go out and they push it to the limit. They push their 3 minutes to 2 minutes and 58 seconds, and then they run back into the studio, and they manage to pop the mic up, turn it on, and go on right in time where they were supposed to be.
I, having worked in the industry and watching that, I was never much of a DJ myself, although I did play a little music radio. Yeah, it's funny to watch.
WJIZ, Just in Time Radio. Got back from the break. Just in time.
Exactly. So during that last break, we had some technical problems at the beginning of the show. We're now live. It is the Halloween night edition of Free Talk Live. But during that last break, we were getting things back to normal. And so, it, of course, it took right up to the last 3 seconds of the break in order to get everything ironed out. Anyway, we're here for you. 800-259-5791. Talk about anything. We were talking about the Reverend Kyle Lake. Age 33 and apparently not too experienced with electricity because he was giving a baptism at his...
poor man. Be reverent, at least semi-reverent in this case.
You should know better than to operate electronic devices in the bathtub, which is essentially what he was doing. you're told when you're a little kid to not bring electronic
devices.
He's in
front of 800 people. He's busy. He's his mind's occupied with things.
I understand. Well, anyway, he's dead now because the water in a baptistry usually reaches above the waist. Lake was pronounced dead later on. The woman who was supposed to be baptized had apparently not yet stepped into the water, and therefore she was not seriously injured.
So she was saved.
Apparently she was.
I wonder if she continued to join the religion afterwards.
That's a good question, because... according to one of the guys...
I mean, that would be something that would be a little shocking.
At a
I didn't even mean to make that pun.
That was rough.
At a remembrance attended by about 1,000 people Sunday night at the First Baptist Church, Ben Dudley told the congregation that they would move forward as a church. He said, quote, "I don't know how, when, why, where, or what's going to happen, but we will continue as a church in the community because that's what Kyle would have wanted, and because you'd be out of a job if you didn't, most likely." And so there you go. Man electrocuted on a Sunday morning church service.
Not good.
Yes, indeed. So you call about anything, 800-259-5791. Also, coming up here, Johnson, you've got an article about the Halloween myths.
Yeah, there are a lot of articles.
There are some myths about Halloween that get passed around like candy every single Halloween. And it's amazing that these haven't really been shot down yet, considering how just garbage they are. Of course, one of the most popular ones is... look out for the apples. There might be razors in them.
I can understand where this one sort of came from. You know, this was back when people didn't give candy so much. You know, Halloween's morphed a little over time, and it used to be the kids got apples, more likely. And parents were just, being a little careful, and they're like, let me see those apples. Somebody could have slid a razor blade in there or something like that. I suppose that could have happened. And then...
Except it never happened.
It hasn't happened.
Right.
But it could have. And I think that's where it all started.
Well, anyway, from Jason Newell, who writes for the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, when hundreds of candy-grabbing ghosts, witches, and SpongeBobs pour into the streets Monday night, Brandy Joseph's daughter won't be among them. The 5-year-old Rancho Cucamonga girl has never been trick-or-treating, and according to her mother, she won't be starting anytime soon. Now, this isn't because her mom is objecting to the religious aspects, which we talked about that a couple nights ago on the show. The religious zealots who are totally anti-Halloween, that's not the factor here. She says, it's too dangerous. And she made the decision 4 years ago when people started putting razor blades in apples.
Except for that never happened, ever. Not once. No. Not ever.
And Manwich just suggested, you just theorized that it happened back before the days of candy, and here this woman thinks it just started 4 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
The whole razor blade thing is a new
phenomenon. Except for the fact that it has never, ever happened. Ever happened. Yeah. Not once, not one single reported case ever anywhere.
Well, what kind of gets me about this is the world's a dangerous place propagated by the news. You know, like, people seem to operate by this fear mentality that bad things are going to happen if I talk to strangers or if I interact with other people, I can only be harmed. Well, I'd venture to say that most of the good things in life come from interacting with people, and the only way you're going to get new people to interact with is by going out and meeting them, you freakazoid! You know? I mean, yes,
admittedly, your child is safer by not going out and trick-or-treating, but is it better off?
You know,
I don't think so.
That actually brings something I'd like to bring to the table, because I've been kind of following this. There's been some talk about how our society is becoming completely decentralized, in that people, especially in our generation, and even in older generations, don't go out for regular events anymore. There used to be lots of things like bowling leagues and regular card games and
the Moose Lodge, the FOE, the right. Fraternal Order Eagles.
Those groups are still
the
around.
The BPOE. Yeah, but they're populated by 90-year-olds.
It wasn't always that way?
No. not only that, but also these groups are getting very much smaller, and their attendance is very irregular.
Well, that's because... But what are they doing instead? Are they all online? I mean, is that what's replacing them?
People are staying home watching TV. Online, doing, you know, whatever, you name it. You know?
They should be listening to Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
At least then you should call in and interact. You can't call in to most TV shows.
1-800-259-5791.
I mean, you can't call in during Friends and ask them questions. So,
Heck no, they get paid $1 million an episode. You think they want to answer your stupid questions?
Yeah. No, that's an interesting point, Johnson, that people are... I don't know if decentralized is necessarily the right word.
Well, I only use that because I think people are staying home. You know, people will... I've seen people stay home and go into chat rooms and talk on the internet, and it's like, what you know? It's weird. You know, when I say decentralized, it's also because I find that people are able to make friends with people you're not even able to get together with them. I mean, you can be friends with people, like, for example, there's another radio show, and I'll plug him, I don't care. It's Red Bar Radio. It's a show.
We actually run him on our
right.
internet feed
on
Sunday
nights.
Yeah,
we run him on our internet feed on Sunday nights. You know, excellent show. He had on actually a priest from the Church of Satan this weekend, and it was absolutely entertaining. Watching him just harass this guy from the Church of Satan. But he, you know, he sent me a movie recently. You know, sent me some Japanese movie that's, you know, I don't know, it's crazy. I haven't watched it yet. But, you know, it's that type of thing. You're able to make friends with people. Like, I would hang out with him if he were lived close enough, but it's not somebody who I can go
Topeka.
And...
So is it necessarily bad of a thing? I mean, while you are... I think you're probably right that the attendance of the BPOE and the Lions Club and all those groups are down, but is it necessarily bad? Because I think the internet has allowed...
It's bad.
I don't know. The internet has allowed people to find others who are more like them and associate.
Real socialization, though, is not
but
there.
But the internet has also led to more socialization. There's a website called Meetup where people actually set meeting times for, you know, like, for instance, if...
I'm not saying the internet's a bad thing. I'm just saying that people need to get out and associate with real people.
Oh,
have
I
a real life,
that.
Not a virtual life.
I definitely have more points to make.
Okay, I think the internet can encourage that. And we'll talk about it. And what do you think? 800-259-5791. Have we become more hermitous? Maybe that's a better word for it. I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org. or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls are primary on this show. We talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-5791. And we're here live on this, the Halloween Eve edition. No, I guess it's not Halloween Eve. It's Halloween night.
Halloween night
edition. Eve is always the day before.
Yeah.
Okay. It was last night.
Right. 800-259-5791.
Did they call that Devil's Night?
Devil's Night.
Yes. Yes. It's
in here. Is that you're supposed to make all the trouble if you're, in fact, going to make trouble.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates there. Whenever you want to, whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it out via the updates list. There's hundreds of people on the list, and you can be on it as well. Of course, it's free. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Sent out an update yesterday, as a matter of fact. We added a brand new Shriner to our website. So if you were on the list, you knew about it first.
Is Canario.
If you're just finding out about it right now, you can go check her out at freetalklive.com. It is the super activist herself, Laura Canario.
Is it our
only...
And
she's vertical.
Is this our only Shriner that has a last name? Or at least mentioned last name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, she's a star.
Yeah.
She's a
freedom
activist.
Movement. She's certainly been very powerful in the last couple of weeks.
So, before we went away for a moment there, we were talking about this idea that, I guess, people are becoming more hermitous, as I put it. They are, they're not getting out as much. They're
more
not
people
going,
are becoming like Ian.
They're not socializing as, I went out to do some karaoke a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
And I didn't see you there.
No, I wasn't.
Johnson.
No, I have other
Alrighty.
Things.
What about last night?
Well, I was busy.
Yeah. Playing on your computer. Being hermitous.
Well, anyway, so my contention is the internet has actually allowed people to, yes, the internet has probably encouraged people to be more hermitous in some ways, but I think in other ways it has encouraged others to get together. It has helped others find people that are like them.
I've got points.
So they can get together with one
another. I've got points on that. Okay, the points that I have on that are this. There is a new instant messaging client out there called Metro,
okay.
for example. And what that is an IM client that shows you people in your buddy list based upon their locational distance to you.
Gotcha.
I think it's a cool program, I mean, as far as that.
What do you do, punch in your zip code? When you
yeah, you punch in your zip code, and it, you know, gotcha. It doesn't give you exactly. Actually, you give it your address, because it can actually say by mile, but it won't give your exact location. It'll
okay.
say, this person's 0 miles from you, you know,
right.
or 1 mile, or whatever. So you can actually find people, you know, if they're at hotspots and coffee shops and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
which I think, you know, it's a cool concept, and that type of concept needs to spread more. Now, the reason why I think that's a good concept is because people meet locally. Now, all the psychology studies go out there, because I read psychology stuff in my free time because I'm a dork.
Right.
And
well, people
I'm
are
too smart for my own good. I don't know, you know.
Psychology's interesting.
Just to some people. You know, I also read stuff on cold fusion and science, you
yes.
know, and you got...
You're definitely a dork.
Yeah. So, I guess that would make me a geek. Dork would be like gaming stuff, useless
all
information.
Right.
Anyway, I think, you know, all the psychology stuff on this says that human touch is incredibly important, and the more people are away from eye contact, physical contact with people, they show studies in animals where if an animal is separated from a group for any length of time, if an animal isn't touched by its, if it's separated from its mother, they become psychotic.
This is something that absolutely applies to babies as well. Human
right,
babies,
human babies become absolutely raging lunatics.
Yeah, babies that are neglected by their parents are more likely to be homicidal maniacs when they grow up.
Like, insanely, the statistical odds of them becoming homicidal maniacs are outrageously high.
Right.
So.
Well, I have to back that up. You know, I took a trip around the United States in a van at one point, and I went sometimes days, you know, camping without human interaction, and I must say that I'm a little more
Where did you go camping without human interaction? I mean, don't you normally have to pay an entrance fee to get into a camping park, or would you just camp on some random spot along the roadside?
I did pay fees to get into large camping.
Well, then you interacted with some human beings while you paid those fees.
Yeah, but I stayed in them for a while.
I see.
I'm picturing Manwich with, like, a stick and, like, one of those, like, you know, like a handkerchief tied to the end of the stick with, like, some food in it, like sandwiches and whatnot, and, like, baked beans.
Like an old hobo.
And a big beard.
And you were just talking about the amount of interaction, by the way, stopping, paying a $7.50 fee, not much interaction. But, you know, the longer I went without stopping by family or friends' houses in different places in the United States, I really don't have any.
Did you feel yourself becoming twisted or something?
Yeah, you get a little weird. You know, you eat coffee, you don't shave, and you spend a lot of time by yourself. Yeah, you're going to get twisted.
Yeah, okay. So would you agree with me, though, that the Internet has allowed more people to get together? I think it has encouraged... Okay, let me say this. I think it has encouraged people who are likely to want to be alone to be more alone. And I think it has also helped others who want to interact with other people to find those interactions with other people and to meet them locally. I've seen that happening.
The Internet is a tool, just like a television.
I will say, I meet a lot of people off the Internet, you know, and I meet people who are like-minded, you know, a lot. And I don't think I would be involved with Free Talk Live right now if Free Talk Live hadn't been an Internet show at some point.
The Internet is a tool, like a television set.
Okay.
Would you agree that they do, the television set has good uses and bad uses? There's PBS, and some people call it the boob tube.
Right.
The idiot box. Well, the Internet needs to be tempered just like your television viewing. I, in particular, don't watch much. I have now more that I'm happy to be getting cable free at my house. It was piped in and they've never turned it off.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, well, I agree with you. You're agreeing with me that there's definitely two sides to this technology.
I think the group meetings and group dynamics need to become a lot stronger again in this country. You know, I think that, you know, and like-minded groups can happen on the Internet, but people need to get out more and do things.
A perfect example of people getting out more and groups getting together more would be New Hampshire in the Free State Project. And people who want to be free all moving together to the same state and getting together, forming groups, getting out there, doing protests. And there's actually some pretty exciting stuff.
The wave of the future.
They're going to be doing a Social Security card burning in New Hampshire coming up soon. 800-259-5791. Oh, and I think they're going to be armed during the burning as well. More coming up.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. No need to vote for us right now. But if you're on our updates list, later on tonight we'll be sending out an update asking for you to go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your November vote for Free Talk Live, because it's a once-a-month voting process, so if you were to go vote right now, it would be pretty much a waste of time as the voting counts reset tonight.
I suggest that they wait a little while, too, not jump on it right at midnight, because there always seems to be problems within the first, like, 8 to 12 hours.
You think?
Yeah, every single time. You know, Podcast Alley on that first day, you know, on that first, like, 12, you know, to 16 hours of voting, it has, like, issues.
I don't know, dude. Those are usually 12 to 16 hours where we're number one, so I
think
that's
true, but, I mean, normally we're number one for the first, like, 20-some-odd days, you know, so.
Last week, last month, I think we only made it, like, 12 days or something.
That needs to change.
Yes, so sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and then we'll tell you when to go vote for the show, and we really do appreciate your votes. It helps us get more attention from new listeners as well as the press. Now, actually, earlier this hour, we mentioned that there are a lot of false, like, urban myths going around about Halloween, and one of them, of course, is the idea that there's razor blades in apples, when in fact there's never been any reported cases.
People are injecting your Mars bars with strychnine.
Here's a quick rundown of some of the bunk that's out there. Researchers and urban legend debunkers say they can't find any evidence a child has ever died or been seriously harmed by candy picked up while trick-or-treating, though needles have turned up on an extremely rare basis. After combing through major newspapers from 1958 on in search of accounts of candy tampering, University of Delaware sociologist Joe Best identified fewer than 90 instances that might qualify, including just 12 in the past two decades. A closer look revealed that the vast majority of these instances were false alarms, or even hoaxes created by the child to grab attention. A vast majority of the 90. In all of his research, Best has only found 5 child deaths that were initially thought to be caused by homicidal strangers.
Well, let's not forget that even child injuries caused by homicidal strangers is something that one would be concerned about.
He looked for evidence of candy tampering, not just death. He looked for candy tampering, okay, period, and found nothing. In 1970, a 5-year-old boy died after eating his uncle's hidden heroin stash. The family, hoping to protect the uncle, concocted a story about the drugs being found inside his Halloween candy. Mm. In a 1974 case, an 8-year-old Houston boy died after eating a cyanide-laced package of Pixie Sticks. Police, however, later determined that the poison candy had been planted in his trick-or-treat pile by the boy's father.
Like, you know, I said that thing about the almond joy. It would have made more sense to hide cyanide in an almond joy, you know, since cyanide tastes like almonds.
And actually, I read all the details on that particular story. I found a different article about the 8-year-old being poisoned by his own father. The evidence that brought the police to that conclusion was that the father had taken out 2 $40,000 life insurance policies on his son.
Oh, my God.
How do you get a $40,000 life insurance on a toddler?
I don't know. I mean, he had done it. And apparently...
Crazy.
he had also been poking around, I guess, talking to some chemist or something, asking questions about some poisons.
Yeah,
so.
you can get a life insurance.
And that's your evidence. That's the evidence, huh?
Nobody does that. I mean, if you're really wealthy, you can get that insurance on your family member because you want to have it for security or whatnot.
Yeah,
but nobody does
sense,
that
though.
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's so unlikely.
In the three remaining cases, so there was five that he found, no evidence of drugs or poisoning was found. So it's all bunk. Your kids are safe, but the thing that they're most in danger from is vehicles. So obviously wear, reflectors and be careful when you're on the roads. That's what they're going to get hurt from.
And all sex offenders need to mark their houses.
Hour two is on
the
way.
That's the law in Florida.
This is your show.
Give out candy.
Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.